This is the Blind Geek Zone. NLS Digital Talking Book Player Standard Version for December 29th, 2009. Hey, this is Rick, and I'm back with a podcast here today. I know this has been done probably quite a few times now, but I'm going to demonstrate the NLS Digital Talking Book Player. I just received mine on Christmas Eve, and I have the standard version. For those who haven't heard about it yet, I'll give you a short description of the unit, turn it on, let you hear it playing, talk about the buttons and everything. Then I will talk about a couple of things that most of the demonstrations I've heard on the players don't cover, and that will be talking about how to upgrade your player's firmware and how to use a USB thumb drive with the player, and also show you how to use multiple books on the player. So, okay, let's get started. I have the unit here in front of me. It is basically about, 2 inches, 2.5 inches thick. Probably about 5 inches or so wide. And I'd say, 10 inches or so back on the front of it. There is a slide-out handle, and there's a big opening for the cartridge to go in. The unit uses a single cartridge for most books. All right, here on the right side of the unit, at the front, you'll feel a headphone jack. Immediately behind that, you may feel a cover, or you may feel a USB opening. That is where you can plug in a flash drive, or as the NLS states, a optional device for people that can't handle the cartridges. And on the back, we have an opening with the cord inside of it, the electric cord. So you can take that out, plug it in to power to charge it. The unit is battery operated. I believe it has about a 29-hour charge when fully charged. It takes about 2.5 hours to fully charge. So you can take it around with you. I don't know. I'd say the unit weighs a couple pounds. It would definitely not be overly hard to carry around if you wanted to. It's not nearly as small as the Victor Stream or the BookSense, but it's definitely not bad. All right, and on the left side of the unit, there is nothing. It's all just smooth. All right, that takes us to the top of the unit where all the action is. And we got all kinds of buttons here. All right. Feeling from the front, looking across the top, we immediately find a left arrow, a play button, and a right arrow. Keys are very, very distinct, very easy to figure out. All of them are brailled with a braille cell right next to each one of them. The rewind has an R. The P has a P. The play stop has a P. The forward has an F. Then immediately to the right of the fast forward, you'll feel an arrow down. That's the volume down, and above that is the volume up. If you come back towards the left, you'll feel a crescent moon type shaped key. That's your sleep timer, And if you go to the left, you'll feel a round button enclosed by a ridge around it. And that's your power button. Then immediately above all that, you'll feel a ridge. And I guess that separates those controls from the upper part of the unit. If you go up the center on the top here, you feel the speaker right in the middle. It's a nice large speaker. Oh, I'd say 3.5 inches around. To the left of the speaker, we have the tone up and down keys, very easily defined, feel like up and down arrows. They have highlighted ridges going down and going up on the arrows, so you can definitely easily, very, very easily feel what they do. If you come across to the right side, you have tone controls, up and down arrowed. And these are just buttons. They don't have ridges around them. I guess that differentiates those from the tone. Or let's see. Wait a second. Right. On the left, it's the tone. On the right, it is the speed. Sorry about that. And that's it. So, very, very simple. I'm going to turn the unit on. And I'm going to talk about a couple things.
Player on. 8 books.
Says how many books we
2010,
have.
2010, Odyssey 2.
Current book. Position.
Chapter 36, Fire in the Deep.
Current position.
Time remaining, 3 hours,
current
2
time
minutes.
Remaining.
Battery charge remaining, 2 hours.
A lightless world. It was also...
And it starts playing. It also said the battery time left. It said 2 hours. All right. I'm currently using a flash drive plugged in here on the side to play this. And like I said, I had 8 books. I have 8 books on here. One of the new things you can do if you have later firmware, I don't think you could do this on the original players, but... there's a couple things you can do here. If you hit the sleep key 10 times, 1, 2,
30,
3,
40,
4, 5, 6, 6,
sleep,
6
30,
7,
40,
8,
six,
9,
sleep,
10,
30 minutes.
A doomed one.
Let's
not
see.
Only where its energy source is sporadic.
45 minutes.
Thick and constantly shifting, but the
60, sleep, 15 minutes.
Tidal forces that drove them were steadily weak.
Sleep, cancel.
Let's see here. Maybe I have to have my... Okay. Let me pull my flash drive.
Power. Battery charge remaining. 2 hours. Battery powered. Press this power button.
Now I'm going to press my sleep key.
Press the power button. Sleep. 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 Serial number DS1-0037431. Version 2.1.3. Serial number DS1.
Okay, and we can stop that just by hitting the play stop key. Okay, you have to have no cartridge in it, no flash drive plugged in. Turn the unit on, press the sleep key 10 times. It'll give you your serial number and your firmware revision. And when I got mine, it didn't have the latest firmware, so I upgraded that. And I'll show you here real quick how that is done. We're out on the... one of the NLS sites.
Alt D, address edit, c.gov, home.
I'm going to give you the address here.
http://www.loc.gov/nls/dtbm.
All right. And this is the website where you can get firmware updates.
Control F6, skip navigation and go to main content, same page link graphic, link sitemap, graphic --, link search the catalog, graphic --, link FAQ, graphic --, link sign up, graphic --.
And you can sign up in case you're not already a member. If you're not already a member to Bard, which is the online talking books site to download books, if you want to put them on a flash drive or if you want to buy a cartridge from somewhere like Independent Living Aids or Maxi Age, a couple of the places that are selling it, you can download your own books, put them on the cartridge or the flash drive and play them. That's what I'm currently doing here.
Link contact us.
But you'll need your serial number if you do need to sign up to the Bard service, and that's where you can get your serial number here, too, off of the player, because you'll need that.
Blank. Link home. Greater DTBM firmware. Blank. Heading level 1 NLS colon that all may read. Heading level 2 NLS DTBM firmware. Blank. The NLS Materials Development Division left parent MDD right parent modifies the DTBM software from time to time to correct faults, improve usability, or to add additional features.
So this is a place you'll probably want to check often, because they have changed the firmware quite a few times since the original player came out, and they have added quite a bit of features.
Blank. The latest player firmware is version 2.1.3 left parent November 25th, 2009 right parent.
And that's what this unit is playing. You can do this on either the standard or the advanced models. It doesn't care. And I believe the firmware knows what it's updating and, you know, does the appropriate updates.
Link http://www.loc.gov/nls/dtbm/dtbmsoftware-2.1.3.zip.
Yeah, and this is the link you would be looking for. You just download this to your computer. And then open the zip file. You'll find an update folder. Simply take that update folder, put it on the root of either your cartridge or your flash drive. Plug the cartridge or the flash drive in, turn the unit on. The player will detect that there is an update on the cartridge or flash drive. It will automatically update the unit. And it will tell you when it's done. If it detects a upgrade firmware on the cartridge or the drive, and it's the same version or whatever, you know, it's not newer, it will just ignore it. So it doesn't matter if it's there, but you know, you can take it off when it's done. And that's basically all there is to the site here. Below, there's some change logs that talk about, you know, technical details, what's been changed at each different version, but it's not really that important. There's an FAQ on here that'll, again, give you instructions on how to do this, but you know, it is very, very straightforward. All right, so once you do that, once you get it all updated, one of the neat things you can do, and I'm only going to talk about the standard player because I don't have the advanced here, and the biggest difference the advanced player gives is it allows you to move backwards and forwards chapter by chapter and leave bookmarks. The standard player doesn't allow you to do any kind of bookmarking, but it does remember where you left off on all your books, so you don't have to worry about that. You have to use the fast forward and the rewind keys to go backwards. As you hold them down, they go backwards further and further. Once they hit a chapter mark, I believe, then they go chapter by chapter. So it may take a little longer to get to where you want to get in a book if, you know, you fell asleep or something and didn't use the sleep timer. But it's still not hard to do. And I don't have a problem with it here. I have a Victor Stream and a BookSense. So if I need advanced features, then, you know, I can use those players to do that. Some of the other things that this player can play, it can play music, you know, MP3s, podcasts. I haven't tried it here yet, but I think you can make a podcast folder on a cartridge or a flash drive, put your podcasts in there, and I believe you can work through those. Same thing with music. There was a discussion here just a couple of weeks ago on Accessible World, www.accessibleworld.org. In the archives, there should be an NLS recording. And I believe the guy that was doing that did talk about how you could put podcasts on here and music on here and listen to those. The speaker is mono, but I've been told if you plug headphones in to the unit, and if you have stereo content, the headphones will play in stereo. So I haven't verified that, but that is what I've heard. All right. Let's see here.
Power, battery charge remaining, player off.
Okay, turn it off, and I'll plug my flash drive back in here. Turn the unit on.
Player on. 8 books.
2010, Odyssey 2.
Current position.
Chapter 36, Fire in the Deep.
Time remaining, 3 hours, 2 minutes. Battery charge remaining, 2 hours.
Even if they develop true intelligence, the Europans must perish with the final freezing of their world.
Yeah, all right. Trapped between so this is playing ice. My current book I'm listening to here.
Chapter 37.
And I'll just stop it. If you want to access multiple books on your flash drive or cartridge, you simply press and hold the play stop key for a couple seconds.
Bookshelf, 8 books, standard player user guide.
And then let off on it. It'll put you into what is called the bookshelf mode. In order to navigate these books, you use your rewind and fast-forward keys, left and right arrows.
2.
2010, Odyssey 2.
1.
Debt of Honor.
2.
2010,
Standard Player User Guide.
And this Standard Player User Guide is always in here. It's built into the unit. If you need any help using the unit, you can listen to this, and it'll quickly get you up and running, but it's basically going to say what I've just said here.
3.
Last Light, a Restoration Novel, Book 1.
4.
Sphere.
5.
Mars Life.
6.
Richter 10.
7.
2061, Odyssey 3.
8.
2001, A Space Odyssey.
All right, and there's the 8 books on there. Telling it a lot of science fiction on here. It's primarily what I listen to. So, if you want to go into any of these, like I said, use your left and right, or your fast forward and rewind arrows here. So, left and right keys. Pick one.
7.
2061, Odyssey 3.
And just simply hit your play button.
2061, Odyssey 3, by Arthur C. Clarke. Copyright 1987 by Serendib BV.
And I'll show you narrated volume up and down.
Volume up.
This book was originally released.
Volume up.
On analog cassette. It may therefore contain.
Volume down.
Contain a
volume down.
Now.
Volume down.
Announcements that do not apply to this digital version.
Annotation.
We have tone up and down.
The spaceship universe cuts short its exploration of
Tona.
Halley's
Tona.
To undertake a
Tona.
Rescue mission to
Tona.
Europa.
Tone. Maximum.
Maximum
the
tone.
Moon of
tone down. Tone down. Tone down. Tone down.
Normal. We're at the normal.
Tone down.
Going down towards the low end.
Tone down.
Sequel to 2000.
Tone down.
10.
Tone. Minimum.
Odyssey 2. RC.
Tone. Tona. Tona. Normal.
20032.
Here's a speed control.
Bestseller, 1987.
Speed up.
From the book jack.
Speed up. Speed up.
Only rarely does a novelist weave a tapestry.
Speed up.
So compelling that it captures the.
Speed up.
The imagination of the entire.
Speed up.
Entire world.
Speed up.
But that is precisely what Arthur C. Clarke accomplished.
Speed up.
With 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Speed up.
It's even more unusual that an author is able
and
to.
And as you can tell, it goes quite fast.
Odyssey 2.
Speed. Maximum.
And draw a huge audience worldwide. Now, in 2061, Odyssey 3.
There's our maximum.
The most future ever imagined, as two expeditions into space are inextricably tangled by human necessity and the.
Speed.
Come back down.
Speed down. Speed down. Speed down. Speed down. Speed down.
Laws of physics.
Speed down.
And that means we're at normal.
Speed down.
Coming down.
And Haywood
on the low end.
Survivor.
Speed down.
Of two.
Speed down.
Previous.
Speed down.
Encounters with the.
Speed minimum.
And you don't go near as low the other way.
Speed. Speed up.
All right.
Must once again confront Dave Bowman.
Now, if I want to go backwards
Bowman
or forwards in the book, if I hold the forward key down here now.
Power of an alien.
Forward. 20 seconds.
You go 20 seconds.
Forward, 1 minute.
Then 1 minute.
Forward, 5 minutes.
5 minutes. And it hit a chapter mark there, another chapter.
Forward, 15 minutes. Forward, 30 minutes. Forward, 1 hour.
And it just
new
keeps.
Location within.
Chapter 6. The Greening of Ganymede.
Okay.
The theory that Mount Zeus.
Back.
And we can do the same thing going backwards.
Seconds.
Keep holding it.
Back. 1 minute.
1 minute.
Back. Five minutes. Back. 15 minutes. Back. 30 minutes. Jump. Back. By. Level. 1. New location.
Part 1. The Magic Mountain.
And if you keep holding
Chapter
it, you'll
one,
jump back by levels.
The frozen years.
So, it's not quite, quite as good as
you're an extreme.
The advanced unit, but, you know, I think most people will find that it is just fine. I'm
good
playing
shape,
again here. If I hit my sleep key,
Glazenov,
which is about right directly above the play
pickup.
Stop.
Sleep, 15 minutes.
You have 15 minutes.
I have put
30 minutes.
But you
45
minutes.
60 minutes.
Minutes.
Sleep, 15 minutes.
It's not more than 65.
Okay.
Happy to hear it,
Oleg.
Cancel
it.
Especially
sleep. Cancel.
You just hit your play stop key. And as if you noted here, it appears to use the same voice as the Victor Stream does for everything, which is an actual human recording. Sounds just like the Victor. And from what I've been told, HumanWare had a lot to do with the talking book player. I think they make them. I can't swear to that, but that's what I believe somebody told me. And in a lot of ways, it's real similar to the Victor Stream, except it doesn't have a keypad. But you know, if you have a stream already, you can kind of tell the similarities. You know, like in the sleep timer, and you know, there's a describer mode here you can use on all the buttons. If you don't have a cartridge or a flash drive plugged in, if you hit each button, it'll give you detailed information here. Let me turn this off.
Player off.
Okay. Turn it back on.
Player on. Press any button to learn about its function.
Now battery we're in key describer mode.
2 hours.
And press any button here.
Fast forward. Press this fast forward button once to move forward 5 seconds in the book. Press and hold this fast forward button to move further forward in the book. The longer you hold the button down, the more sleep.
And if you
pressing
hit
the sleep
another button
once will play 15 minutes of the book and then stop the machine. Pressing the sleep button twice will power. Battery charge remaining. 2 hours. Battery powered. Press this power button to turn the player off. Press the power button again. Player off.
And it's that simple. So, for people wanting to use the flash drive, I've been told that some of these units may have a cover over the flash drive. Just simply take your fingernail or whatever, gently pry it off, just comes right out. And then you have access to that. I noticed some people said they didn't notice the USB slot right away, and it noted it did have a cover over it. Some units do, some don't. Mine didn't. So, I hope this has been helpful to those of you who are still waiting on your player. When you get it, you can upgrade your firmware, and you can use a flash drive on it, put multiple books on it, things like that. You know, not too many people have talked about that, but, you know, it's on the demonstrations, at least not the ones I heard of. So hopefully this demonstration is helpful to people, and hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again later. Here's my contact information. If you'd like to go to the Blind Geek Zone website, you can get there by going to www.blind-geek-zone.net. If you'd like to send me an email to ask me a question or send comments on anything you've listened to, you can email me at rharman@blind-geek-zone.net. That is rharman, R-H-A-R-M-O-N, at blind-geek-zone.net. You can also leave questions via Skype. You can leave information for the Blind Geek Zone podcast, tips, tricks, questions, and things like that. And my contact information for Skype is rharmon928. That's RHARMON928. And you can also follow me at Twitter. And my contact information at Twitter is for Rickster the Geek, which is my personal Twitter account. You can follow me there by going to www.twitter.com/ Rickster the Geek. That's capital RICKSTER, capital THE, capital GEEK. You can also follow the Blind Geek Zone on Twitter by going to www.twitter.com/ Blind Geek Zone. That's capital BLIND, capital GEEK, capital ZONE.